This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. The Arizona Department of Corrections has chosen a firm to review its investigation of the nearly two-hour execution of Joseph Rudolph Wood. Carter Goble Lee will conduct a review of an investigation by the department's inspector general. The company specializes in assisting correctional facilities in planning and facility development. Joining me to talk about the next step in the investigation is Alessandra Soler, executive director of the ACLU of Arizona. Alessandra, good morning.
Morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So how much is this review needed?
Well, it's definitely needed. And what we need is one that's actually truly independent. And I think, one of our concerns here is that the folks that they've hired are former wardens and directors of correctional institutions. They're insiders and they're not independent. And the state itself made it clear in their RFP when they were soliciting these bids that the scope of the work is very limited. And what they've asked them to do is just review their own inspector general's documents rather than conducting their own investigation.
So what questions have to be asked that you don't think have been asked enough or in the investigation were not asked?
Well, I think there are a couple of lots of questions. First of all, in terms of the investigation, it needs to be an open investigation. Will these interviews that they conduct of the witnesses, of everyone that was involved, of DOC personnel, those need to be made public. But I think the bigger question is, how did the state come up with this drug protocol, this cocktail? What are the procedures that they used? Are there procedures that are normally used in these types of investigations? I mean, I think, one of the reporters, Michael Kiefer, who did a lot of press after this execution, he said to me, and he said publicly, look, I knew that there were going to be issues in this execution because this was essentially, they were experimenting. They were experimenting with these drug protocols. So I think those are some of the questions that need to be answered.
So should lethal injection be off the table then as a means of execution in Arizona?
We believe that the answer to that should be yes. There should be, at the very minimum right now, a moratorium on these executions until the public has a good sense of how these drugs are being used and whether or not they're being used to administer in a cruel and unusual way. And I think from what we saw in that execution, it did not go as planned. And here you have an entity, the ADOC, saying everything went as that there were no problems.
So from your perspective, is the feeling that as the Department of Corrections says things went smoothly, is this turning the tide in some way or other as far as public opinion goes? And how important is that for an issue like this?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. Look, I mean, we've seen there have been an increasing number of states. I think about a third of the states right now have imposed moratoriums on executions. And I think the public is asking more questions about the humanity of these drugs and I think they're very valid questions. Unfortunately, the state has been doing all of this in secret. We have been litigating. The Wood's attorneys have been seeking information about this for the past year and a half. And they have been putting up roadblocks and have not been wanting to share this information with the public.
You mentioned some skepticism about the firm being brought in. And talk a little bit more about that skepticism, because I think people obviously have never heard of Carter Goble Lee. What more do you know about them?
Well, I mean, what we know is limited. We know that they, as I mentioned in the beginning, that they're insiders. I mean, these are folks who were previously employed by state corrections systems. We know, because we've seen copies of the RFPs, that the scope of the work that they were hired to do was very, very limited, and also that the firm was actually wanted to do more intensive investigating. They wanted to do additional interviews, and so it still remains to be seen whether or not the state is actually going to let them do their job. But the fact of the matter is, they're not independent. They are being hired by the Department of Corrections itself. And so, I think we really need an independent investigation. I mean, ideally, we'd want something that either the governor is hiring somebody that is not affiliated with the department itself. This is a department that is embroiled in some pretty major, class action litigation on other issues related to the conditions within the prison system. So we think that it should be an independent firm that is not reporting to Charles Ryan.
Alessandra, finally, to not to understate this too much, capital punishment is a vitally important issue and a vitally emotional issue for everyone as well. I guess I do wonder, though, from a philosophical standpoint, how difficult is it when we consider someone like Joseph Wood, who was convicted of committing heinous crimes? In any way, does that affect the difficulty in turning the tide on an issue like this, or public opinion, when there are many people who will say, not as emotionally perhaps as the family of the victims, but the feeling is, well, this person committed these horrible crimes, so the fact that the execution was a little long, too bad.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, you're right, Steve. Of course, I mean, this is a very emotional issue for people. But what we do know that the system itself is a flawed. It's a flawed system. It has led to over 120 exonerations. It's a system that discriminates on people based on race. It's a system that discriminates on people based on their capacity to find good representation. And so, you know, it's a flawed system, and I think that's one of the reasons why we have seen so many states have said, well, we need to really evaluate this. The costs are also extremely high, and I think that, you know, here in Arizona, what happened in terms of this execution really, really does send a strong message. It should be sending a strong message to the governor that she needs to take a step back and at least at the very minimum temporarily put a moratorium on these executions until these questions are answered.
Alessandra Soler is executive director of the ACLU of Arizona. Alessandra, thanks as always.
Thanks so much.